Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Something we love to do on this show, it's called The Blitz. Our chance to share with you what's going on around the rest of the National Football League with the experts in these various cities. We're going to start out The Blitz today in Chicago with our good buddy John Mellon, who covers the Bears, done it for a long time. He's with CSN Chicago now. John, welcome. How you doing, man?
Oh, it's always football season, isn't it?
It is. And for you, big story, Brandon Marshall is a Bear through 2017. Do you like this deal or don't you like it, Johnny?
Well, I think it's a big deal in more ways than one, Vic. Just this follows Jay Cutler's seven-year voidable kind of thing, but the Jay Cutler deal right after the season, which had an influence on Marshall wanting to be here. These guys have become the face of the franchise. This is a guy whose production is going to stay high for quite a while. He's a big receiver. He'll be a fit even when he starts to lose a step or two. But right now, what the Bears have become, they have gone away from the identity of Dick Butkus and the '85 Bears and all that sort of thing, into a team that was second or third in offense last year, would have been in the playoffs, but for all the injuries on defense. And Marshall and Cutler, this kind of represents, I won't say an intentional makeover of the organization, but they are now the face of the franchise, where it used to be Brian Urlacher and Dick Butkus and people on defense for the most part.
And you talked about Marshall being linked to Jay Cutler. Mm-hmm. Josh McCown came in, played great last season. He's now with Tampa. Cutler, of course, has the big extension. What are your feelings towards Cutler this season? And do you think ultimately when the Bears look back on it, they made the right decision at quarterback?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, this was a lot of this was all dependent on Mark Trestman coming in. And it was interesting because Phil Emery, the GM, was sort of saying, well, you know, we think we've got our franchise quarterback. And this was like the first day Trestman was hired. They said, well, you know, we'll see how it plays out. He wasn't contradicting his boss, but they really wanted to see what they had. And they brought in a staff that included Aaron Cromer as offensive coordinator slash O-line guy from New Orleans and Drew Brees, and then Matt Cavanaugh, who's got a couple of rings as a backup. It was a perfect confluence of staff at just the right time with Cutler, who was maturing. He and his wife, Kristen, had a baby. He turned 30, and God knows we all get mature at 30, don't we? So they just, a lot of stars aligned just right, and it was the right deal to make. There was nothing better coming up, and this is a changed guy from what he was two, three, 4 years ago, even when Denver got rid of him.
John, how big of a loss is Julius Peppers, now a member of the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I think that's going to be, it's going to hurt the most when they play the Packers, because I think Julius is out to show that he basically slumped along with the defense, kind of lost the mojo, wasn't really the leader that I think they really were certainly paying him to be, to grab everybody or grab the flag and say, follow me. He's just not that kind of guy. What mitigates it is getting Jared Allen, who arguably is a better pure pass rusher, even at age 32. You know, they probably lost a slightly better overall presence, certainly more physical presence, but they needed a pass rush, and that's what they got with Allen. So in that respect, it was a little less expensive, and they probably upgraded the pure pass rush.
What do the Bears have to do, in your opinion, to return to the playoffs? Certainly going to be a dominant offensive team, or has the potential to be so. What do they need to do defensively to get back there?
Well, just be bad. Last year they were terrible. It was so bad. Oh, if they'd have been bad, they'd have been 10-6. It was much worse than that. Stay healthy, and it's a cliche because you guys know that the best laid plans of every season can go haywire. At one point, they were missing six defensive starters through a couple of games in the middle of the season. There's no way around that. What they have tried to do is they were active in the offseason. They then spent first five picks on the draft on defense, so they're not only playing for the present, they're playing for the future. What has to happen is the Jared Allen staying healthy, because they may have drafted people and signed a Lamar Houston type, but unless your purple players or your blue chip players are delivering, that's the key, and those guys just have to stay healthy.
John, thanks so much. We go now to Indianapolis. We're going to talk with Joe Stasniak. He is with the flagship stations of the Colts, WIBC, WFNI. And, Joe, as we look at this Colts team, not great news here. Robert Mathis, suspended for the first four games. What's the latest on him?
It's funny. I don't know if there is any latest. It's not like there's going to be an appeal or whatnot. I think there's some folks that are hoping, because of the circumstances of the suspension, and it was not a malicious deal. It was a guy trying to start a family issue. You know, a guy that's going into his 12th year in the NFL and never even had a scrape with any kind of issues or problems, that he might get a more lenient punishment. But the fact remains, Vic, you got to be smarter than that. And Robert Mathis is a smart guy. He's one of my favorite players. He will be a Hall of Famer when his career is all said and done. He's already replaced Dwayne Freeney here. Is you know, kind of in your mind as the guy that gets all those sacks and certainly winning the Deacon Jones Award last year. You know, kind of proved his worth. He's not a guy that needs drugs. He doesn't take drugs. If you knew anything about Robert Mathis, you know that this is a, you know, a fairly innocent deal. But the fact remains, it was stupid. You have to know better.
Yeah, for those who don't know, he took a drug for fertility and didn't check with the league to find out that drug is banned by the league because it's also used to mask other substances, performance enhancing substances.
Yeah, he and his wife trying to have a baby, and he's just recently married about a year or so. And apparently his grandmother, which I didn't think needed to be brought into the story at all, but his grandmother, or his mother-in-law, I should say, is having health issues of her own and may not live that long. And they wanted to kind of push this thing along so that she could meet her grandchild and that kind of thing. So once again, anybody can Google Clomid and find out that it's a banned substance. So I think it was just kind of a silly thing where you need to have a doctor that's in the, and the doctor's even saying he had no idea that Robert Mathis was, because they did it on the down low, obviously a personal issue like this. The doctor said he had no idea that Robert was a professional football player. Well, we all know that. I think that's a lot of baloney, but it's just one of those things where nobody did their due diligence in checking up that this would have been an illegal thing. And I think it would have been allowed by the league as long as you just tell them ahead of time, hey, this is what we're doing. So it was just a clerical error more than anything, and I just hope it doesn't hurt Robert at all in getting into the Hall of Fame, because he is a fabulous football player.
Yes, he is. Another fabulous football player, Reggie Wayne, lost to a torn ACL last year. What's his progress been like so far? Do you think he'll be ready for week one?
Reggie's probably the only guy that can beat California Chrome. You have to hold Reggie Wayne back. He is in the starting blocks ready to go, but he won't. You know, obviously they're going to hold him back. They won't let him do the stuff at the OTAs, but he's around chomping at the bit, and he's another, you know, freak like an Adrian Peterson as far as him being able to come back. And I would not be surprised in the least if he comes back just like AP did and is just even better than he was before. He means so much to this franchise, not just the sure hands, the go-to guy in clutch situations, but a locker room persona and all that kind of thing. And then the non-quit attitude that he has. He gets guys fired up. He has respect of all his teammates, and he's going to be great to get back and certainly a mentor for guys like T.Y. Hilton, and I think he'll actually do some good things for Hakeem Nicks, too, who's here for a one-year contract.
Joe, what are the team's plans and expectations for the former Browns running back, now a Colt, Trent Richardson?
They're planning on putting the entire franchise on his shoulders, from what it sounds like. He had given up that first-round draft pick. They have high hopes. Obviously, they went with a couple of Ohio State offensive linemen who the folks in Cleveland are well aware of, and Buhort they're really excited about, and certainly the free agent, the guard that they got also. They're going to try and put some bigger hog mollies up front to get some push to give him a chance to do what he can do. We saw glimpses of it when he was able to get the ball out in space, but our center position was really, really poor. And I know we went after yours a little bit. I'm sure talks were being held to try and get back in here, and that would have been a great addition, but you know, we'll end up with some young guys up front, but they're bigger guys, stronger guys, and guys that'll compete. And we think certainly he can do the job. And if he can't, that's the thing. Ahmad Bradshaw will be back and healthy. Ahmad was going to be our starter going into the year. Certainly played great when they went to San Francisco, won the ball game. Vic Ballard's back and healthy. So there's a stable of running backs there if Trent can't get it done.
In free agency this offseason, obviously, you know, DeQuell Jackson is there now. Hakeem Nicks is there. But it wasn't a very active period for the Indianapolis Colts, who, in fact, lost a few guys. Any concerns kind of in the media there about the lack of offseason activity or big splashes?
No, actually, we kind of look at it, and we're probably the only ones, because you see the draft grades. You're not going to get high remarks or, you know, high grades or whatever when you're talking about linemen. You're just not going to. They're going to have to pay off long-term, and you know, a few guys are able to come in here and start right away. But it's one of those things where you're building on depth. And I think that's the good thing. You've got your quarterback in place. You've got your special players in place. And until this Robert Mathis thing came along, we were actually thinking that we were probably improved quite a bit on defense. DeQuell's going to add a lot to the tackling ability. And we kind of laughed. We had Jarrell Freeman on, you know, in our draft show, and we just said, are there enough plays to go around for the two of you? Because they both want to be right there at the ball, and so that's going to help our defense immensely. So right now I think this team will be much improved, and if that's possible, I think they will be improved, maybe not much improved, but I think they'll be improved another year for a playoff team, and if we can keep guys healthy and Trent Richardson can run the football, I think you'll see this team take the next step and maybe vie for be one of those teams that could be in the hunt for a championship here in Indianapolis.
All right, Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And that is the Blitz. We had John Mellon, of course, from Chicago, and now Joe Stasniak from the Indianapolis Colts breaking down those two teams. We've got much more coming up for you on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to hit some three topics at the bottom of the hour with the three-time Super Bowl champ, Jerod Cherry. In the meantime, dial us up, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from the people, right, Nathan?
And we got a little after further review coming your way, so we'll do that. Dial us up. All that and more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.